弟兄姊妹，我们刚开头，我们先念一处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's start with one passage in the Bible.
我们请翻到马太福音第六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter
6:22. 我念一次这个马太福音第六章二十二跟二十三节。
Matthew chapter 6:22 and 23.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮。全身就光明，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
他这边讲说，你里头的光若黑暗了。
It says that if the light of the body is the eye, therefore thine eye be single. Thy whole body, but
okay,
if thine
eye be
evil.
Therefore the light that is in thee be darkness.
If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
对，那黑暗是何等的大呢？OK, 我们一同有一个有一点开头的祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，是吧？愿你的光能够照亮我们的心。
May your light shine on our heart.
你是神，就是光。
God is light.
让我们来到你的光中，是吧？能够被你照明。
That we will come before your light, and your light will shine on us.
把这段时间恭敬地交托在主手中。
And we commit this time into your hand.
愿你向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each and every one of us.
我们谢谢主，祷告是奉主耶稣的。
Thank you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我一直以来的负担，可能大家有听过的话会知道。
If you have been listening to my sharing, you know my burden.
很多时候，当我们跟朋友传福音的时候
，many times when we share the gospel with friends,
我们很愿意强调信耶稣是一个人跟神恢复那个关系。
We emphasize that believing in Jesus is recovering that relationship with God.
它不是一个所谓的宗教。
It is not a religion.
也不是一个外面的一个好的行为。
And it's not an outside doing good.
最关键的就是我们这个人要跟神那个关系要能够恢复。
But the key is restoring that relationship with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们神的儿女也是一样。
So for children of God, it's the same way.
我们的确已经信主了。
Yes, we have believed in Jesus.
但是我们跟神的关系到底是如何呢？
But what is our relationship with God?
很多时候，神的儿女好像在外面可以聚会，做一些好像神的事情。
Children of God can gather together and outwardly can do a lot of things unto God.
但是在我们的里面，到底跟神那个感觉跟关系到底是如何呢？
But inside of us, what is the condition of our relationship with God?
所以我一直以来的负担就是我们能够跟神那个直接的接触。
So my burden is that we will have this direct contact with God.
然后跟神有一个直接的关系。
And we will have a direct relationship with God.
那个关系是里面的，不是外面的。
This relationship is inward and not outward.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们要在我们的灵里面呢，跟他能够有亲近的交通。
And in our spirit, we can have close communion with Him.
所以呢，我们要走一条里面的路，不是外面的路。
So we need to go the inward way.
所以今天 我要从一个角度我们来看这件事情。
So from one perspective, we want to look at this thing.
就是说我们里面是有光的。
Well, inside us, there is light.
所以我借着这个主耶稣这段话讲到说我们里面是有光的。
So I want to use this passage to let us see that in us, there is light.
同时我们有一个危机，我们里面会有黑暗。
But then there's also a crisis because there is going to be darkness also in us.
所以当我们里面的那个光好像黑暗掉的时候呢，那个黑暗是何等的大。
So if therefore the light that is in us be darkness, how great is that darkness?
我想我今天有一个简单的目的。
So I have a simple goal here today.
如果弟兄姊妹今天我们一同的学习交通之后
So if after our sharing
我们好像里面啊，我们好像摸略略的能够摸着我们里面是有光是有黑暗的时候哈，我想我今天目的就算达到。
And if after our sharing brothers and sisters can touch that inside of us there is light and also darkness, then I have achieved my purpose.
那个我们看一下创世纪第一章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章一到五节。
Chapter 1 verses 1 to 5.
起初神一到五节哈，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. It was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
在神创造这个宇宙之后,
After God created this world,
根据圣经其他地方, 我们揣摩, 我们知道说, 有一个背叛的事情发生。
From other passages in the Bible, we can surmise that there is a rebellion.
也就是神的一位天使长呢，他与神愿意要与神同等，但是他堕落。
There was this archangel who wanted to be equal to God, and so he fell.
在这个背叛之后呢，地就变成了空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And after this rebellion, the earth became without form.And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
然后神的那个恢复的工作呢就开始运行。
And so here begins the recovering work of God.
所以神的灵呢就开始做那个恢复的工作。
And the Spirit of God moved to recover.
然后神的恢复的工作第一步呢就是把光跟暗分开。
So the first step in the recovery is to divide light.And darkness.
我想这边讲到有晚上有早晨。
And here it talks about there's day and night.
一方面好，就是我们领会的时候呢，我们看见我们属灵的经历会有属灵的低谷，那个是夜晚。
We can see that when we are in our spiritual low, it's night time.
然后经过十字架或者经过一些的苦难难处，我们能够进到。进到那个早晨
Or through, and then through the cross and suffering we enter into light
我想对这是好的我们能够看见我们属灵的经历经过晚上但是然后达到白神那个早晨
I think it is good to see that we can go from darkness to night
然后另外一个方面好我们看到这个另外一个方面我今天想要讲的就是说神的恢复是把光跟暗要清楚地分开的。
Then another thing I want to focus on today is that God wants to separate light and darkness.
也就是说，他叫我们能够离开黑暗的权势， 能够进入光明的国度里面。
He wants us to leave the kingdom of darkness and enter into the kingdom of light.
光明与黑暗是没有任何的相通的。
Light and darkness is there is no similarity with each other.
所以当神的恢复的工作第一步的时候呢，他就把光跟暗分开，这两个是完全不能在一起的。
So the first step of recovery is to divide light from darkness because these two cannot exist together.
然后我们看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
大家再把那个声音从最前面翻到最后面。
So it's from the beginning, turn to the end.
启示录二十一章二十三节。
21:23.
二十一章二十三，那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
所以到了那个最后的那个勇士的结局里面。
So at the end, in eternity, the result is this.
在那个新耶路撒冷圣城里
In the holy city of Jerusalem
在那里只有光完全没有黑暗
There is only light and no darkness
因为神的荣耀那个光辉呢充满了那个地方
Because the glory of God lightened it
我就有羔羊是城的灯
And the lamb is the light
就不再有黑夜
And so there is no night anymore
也不再有黑暗
And then there is no more darkness
这是那个最终的结局
So this is the end
所以我想弟兄姊妹我们在这边就看到神的恢复先把光暗分开
So we see that the first step in recovery is to separate light from darkness
到了最后的时候呢你就会看见只有神荣耀的光充满在那勇士
But at the end there's only light filling the whole place
那个我们里面哈是有一些官能的这个感觉的。
In us, there's faculty to sense this.
我们看圣经里面呢，他讲到我们里面有一种视觉，属灵的视觉。
In the Bible, it talks about spiritual discerning of this.
这个 eyesight.
Spiritual sight.
就是我们里面有一个里面的眼睛能够看见属灵的事情
Because the spiritual eyes can see spiritual things
所以我们会祷告保罗祷告说愿主开我们心中的眼睛
And that's why Paul said that may the Lord open our eyes
然后我们里面有一种听觉
Inside we also have a sense of hearing
神告诉我们说他说话的时候呢有耳可听的就应当听。
Because the Lord said, "He who has ears, let him hear."
然后当我们来到主面前，就说：“主啊，请说，仆人静听。
”And then we come before the Lord and said, "The Lord, speak. Here I am."
所以我们里面有一个耳朵要听神的话。
So we have an inner ear to listen to God's word.
然后我以前有交通过，我们那个。读圣经呢，其实是吃主的话。
And I said that when we read the Bible, we are to eat of His word.
所以我们里面好像有个嘴巴是在那边吃属灵的粮食的。
So as if in us there's a mouth to take in spiritual food.
然后我们看到约翰他告诉我们说，我们的主是可以摸着的。
And then John says that our Lord can be touched.
好像我们有一个属灵的触觉，我们好像可以摸着主，他的同在。就充满在这个地方。
That we can touch the presence of the Lord filling this place.
我们还有一种属灵的嗅觉。闻的 smell.
Smell, yeah. There's also a spiritual smell.
基督有他的香气，我们能够闻得到。
Because we talk of the fragrance of Christ that we can smell.
所以我们看见我们里面哈有一些官能在那边运作，但是里面的不是外面。
So we realize that there are certain inner faculties where we can sense, and these are inner things, not outer things.
所以我想今天当我交通的时候呢， 我先请弟兄姊妹呢有两个态度。
So today when I share with brothers and sisters, I want you to have two attitudes.
第一个就是我们这个人呢很可能许多时候是在一个瞎眼的光景里面。
So first is, maybe most of the time, we are blinded.
很多属灵的事情呢我们可能不见得以像我们以为看得那么清楚。
So many spiritual things, we don't really see as clear as we thought we do.
然后我们对自己的认识恐怕也不是那么清楚。
And then, we do not know ourselves as well either.
在这种情形下呢我们这个人就有点像是有点像瞎眼的情况。
And so, this kind of situation, in this kind of situation, we are like a blind person.
所以我愿意弟兄姊妹我们谦卑来到主面前我们承认说很多时候我们不是看得那么清楚。
So I want brothers and sisters to come before the Lord and say humbly that many times we don't see clearly.
然后另外一个态度呢我们求主把一个不满足放在我们的心里。
And then another attitude is that we will have the Lord put a dissatisfaction in us.
我们心中有个渴慕呢我们要过一个更明亮的生活。
That we have desire in our heart to have a brighter life.
然后对神的事情呢我们能够看得更清楚。
So we can see the Lord's things more clearly.
那以前我们有一些机会接触一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
We have some opportunity to be with elder brothers and sisters.
所以对于这些弟兄姊妹呢属灵的弟兄姊妹呢我心中有个感觉。
And I have this sense when I meet these spiritual brothers and sisters.
一个方面呢 他们很平易近人 就好像跟我们一样像就像是普通人就普通的弟兄姊妹。
On one hand, they're like us, ordinary brothers and sisters.
然后另外一方面他们又不是那么普通。
But then on the other hand, they are not that common.
也就是说他们里面有一个属灵的一个洞察力他们一些属灵的事情看得比我清楚得多。
Because they can see spiritual things more clearly than me.
我听过年长弟兄这样讲过。
I've heard elder brothers talk about this thing this way.
然后有一次在一个基督徒的特会里面。
In a special conference.
然后一个姊妹说就跑来找这位负责的年长弟兄说弟兄啊我被鬼附。
This sister came to an elder brother and said that I'm possessed by demons.
然后我们年长弟兄就非常的这个紧张啊这个好好一个基督徒特会怎么鬼跑进来了。
And so this elder brother was a little worried why such thing happened to this sister.
所以他把这个事情带到更年长的弟兄的面前跟他提到的时候。
So he brought this sister to a condition to another elder, a more elder brother.
对所以这个更年长弟兄经过他的这个属灵的判断呢他说这件事情是假的。
And after looking at this thing, this other elder brother said that this is fake.
所以我们这个所以我们弟兄就学到一个功课这个里面的那个光呢清楚的时候他对事情看得很明亮。
And so this brother learned one thing, that when there is spiritual light, you can see things clearly.
有时候我跟还没信主的朋友见证我怎么信耶稣。
So when I share how I believe in the Lord Jesus with friends,
当我这个参加查经一段时间之后呢，我心中觉得好像可以信，但是又没办法信。
I went through a series of Bible study, and in my heart, I feel I can believe, but also I feel I cannot.
所以在那一次呢我被安排跟一个年长的姊妹一同的吃饭。
So that time I was with an elder sister and having food together.
其实我跟她不熟她以前没有接触过她是特别来这边的。
I do not know this elder sister.
她也不太认识我。
And she doesn't really know me either.
但她好像知道我的情况。
But then, it's as if she knows my condition.
所以她用一个，她我一坐下来，然后 饭菜摆在面前，他就跟我讲讲几句话。
So then when I sat down with the food before me, she just speak to me with a few words.
他说你现在肚子饿呢，但是你又不去去吃它的话呢，你就一直都很饿。
And she said, now you're hungry, but if you don't take in the food, you'll continue to be hungry.
也就是说她看出来我觉得这个信耶稣很好。
She sees that I know that believing in Jesus is very good.
但是我又不去做个决定把它接受进来的话，我就没有办法得着那个好处。
But if I don't make that decision to receive him, then I cannot partake of the goodness.
所以他一讲完之后，我心里面就突然就明亮了。
And so after she said that, my heart was enlightened.
然后我就明亮说，哦，对，那我就其实我就去，我回家我自己心里就其实接受主，我就得着了。
And so my heart was enlightened, and so when I went home, I just received Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学的太多了。
What we have to learn.It's really a lot.
我们要能够明亮呢，才能够服侍人。
Because only if we ourselves are enlightened can we serve others.
好，在那个在新约圣经里面讲了好多这个跟那个光有关的事情。
In the New Testament talks about light quite a bit.
我们需要做光明的子女。
We have to be children of light.
在这个地上成为明光照耀。
We have to be a bright light shining on this earth.
我愿意今天借用那个约翰几处的圣经呢，来描述这个光的事情。
And I want to borrow from the book of John a few verses to describe this light.
就是从那个约翰写的几封书信里面呢，我们一同来看。
It is from the few of epistles by John to see this thing.
当我第一个讲到的是约翰福音。
First, I want to focus on the Gospel of John.
那个约翰福音呢，是讲到光的那个源头。
In the book of John, talks about the source of light.
然后接下来那个约翰一书。
And then in First John,
我们要行在光中。
We have to walk in the light.
也就是说在光中过一个在光里面的生活。
That is, we have to have a life in the light.
如果时间允许的话，启示录里面呢，有一些光的，跟光有关的审判。
And then if the time allows, we want to see in Revelation, there are judgments related to light.
我们先看约翰福音第一章。
So let's turn to John chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章第四跟第五节。
John chapter 1 verse 4 and 5.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness,And the darkness comprehended it not.
所以他这边讲到生命，这生命就是人的光。
This place talks about life, and the life was the light of men.
第一章第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Verse 9, that was the true light, which lighted every man that come into the world.
大家记得这边讲到神的光的时候，主的光的时候，他讲到那个光是真光。
So when we hear when it speaks of the light of God, it says it's the true light.
然后主耶稣也讲过呢，我是世上的光。
And Jesus also says, I'm the light of the world.
然后跟从我的呢，就不在黑暗里走。
And those who follow me are no longer in darkness.
所以这边弟兄姊妹，我们知道说。神的生命的一个特性呢，就是光。
Here we see that one special character of God's life is light.
然后我们如果接受了主的生命呢，我们里面就有了光。
And if we receive the life of our Lord, then in us there is light.
然后我们里面开始就被照亮。
And we will be shined by this light.
然后当我们信主的时候呢，你会发现我们就为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And so we will be convicted of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
然后我们的地位就是脱离黑暗的权势，进入光明的国度里。
And our position is to leave darkness and enter into the kingdom of light.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要去思想一下我们还没信主的光景。
So we need to go back and ponder whether we have this condition of salvation.
或是如果你接触一些还没有信主的朋友，你去感觉一下他们的光景。
Or if you have friends, you want to sense their condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有信主的时候，我们里面那个黑暗真的是何等的大。
Before we believe in Jesus, the darkness is really big.
我们有的人是觉得这个宇宙当中没有神。
Maybe we think there is no God in this universe.
但神却在那里借着万事万物在那边彰显他那个创造的美妙。
And yet God, through His creation, is showing His beauty.
然后我们在这个人生道路上面自己想怎么走就怎么走。
We also feel like we can do whatever we want.
然后我们就这样子向前奔跑，我们真的是不晓得在往哪个方向走。
And then we're going forward, but without direction.
然后很多时候我们自己不晓得该不该用这个例子。我们碰到一个朋友。
I meet a friend.
然后我们就想说，我们就告诉朋友说，人好迷失是有迷失有犯罪。
And then I tell this friend that a man is sinful and he is lost.
然后我举个例子，比如说现在年轻人很喜欢去上网咖，对不对？
And for example, a lot of young people like to go to web cafe.
对，internet cafe 是吧？
Yeah.
然后就在那边待了好几天，然后不洗澡，什么什么，就在那边打游戏。
And then they could just stay there and not even take a shower and just be immersed there.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个捆绑啊。
This is a kind of bondage.
从那个里面出不来啊。
They cannot leave that bondage.
然后就有个朋友说，这些情况呢，人的迷失因为爸爸妈妈的错。
And they said, well, it's the fault of my parents.
因为爸爸妈妈从小没有教好，所以这个他们现在有的这些问题呢，爸爸妈妈的问题。
And it's because they were not taught right when they were young, so it's the problem of the parents.
所以间接的说，人的迷失是神的问题。
And they're saying that when people are lost, it's the problem of God.
所以当我们觉得说一个事情都是爸爸妈妈别人的错的时候，那是一个黑暗。
If we think that our fault has other people to be blamed for, then we are in darkness.
所以很多时候在地上的人呢，他们也想抓到一点光。
In this world, some worldly people also want a share of the light.
他们也想让自己的生活好像感觉好一点。
And they want their life to be a little better.
所以他们就用各样的这个，有时候也会看到一些这个名言。
You also see sayings of very famous people.
Something like that. Yeah. 这一些比如说好像很有哲理的话，然后让你这个感觉可以快乐啊，可以做一些比较有智慧的行为。
Oh, there are some proverbs from men that want to help people to live more wisely.
对，所以这些哈其实是世界上很暗淡的光。
But actually, these are very dim kind of light in the world.
所以跟我们主比起来，我们主就像太阳一样，那是完全的明亮。
If you compare this dim light with our Lord is the morning sun.
弟兄姊妹，当那个圣经上讲真的时候，那个是真的真。
When the Bible talks about truth, it's really the real truth.
所以当他讲真光的时候，他是讲那个光是 真的光。
So when it speaks of true light, it's the real light.
也就是说，我们今天比较容易明白我们眼睛看得到的光，肉眼看到的光。
Today we understand the light that we can see with our fleshly eye.
我们可以看得到白光，看得到太阳的光，可以看到彩虹的光。
For example, we can see white light. We can see light from the rainbow.
然后我们觉得这光很真，对不对？
And to us, this is very real. This light is very real.
但当圣经讲到真光的时候，它的意思是说，我们里面那个生命的光，比我们肉眼看见的光还要真。
But when the Bible talks about the true light, it's saying that the light in us is even more real than the light that we see with our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们觉得生命的光在我里面到底真不真呢？
So we ask, is the light that is in our life true or not?
当我们信主的时候，其实是一个很大的光照。
When we believe in Jesus, that is a very great light.
哦，过去觉得那个最不怎么样，无所谓的事情。
What we think is of no concern, the sin in us.
但当主的光照在我们那个污秽、肮脏、黑暗的里面的时候，我们就承认。
And yet, when the light shines on this filthy thing, we realize it and we accept it.
过去我们觉得世上没有神，或是无所谓。
In the past, we think there's no God or we're careless about it.
当我们照亮的时候，我们看见原来宇宙当中有一位创造万物的独一真神。
But when we're under the light, we see that there is one creator, God.
圣经里面最有名的例子就是保罗。
The most famous example is Paul.
当他好像很热心的在逼迫基督徒的时候，
When he was persecuting the Christians with zeal,
他觉得他是在服侍神。
He thinks that he is serving God.
然后他把基督徒残害他们下到监狱里面。
And so he was putting the Christians in jail and persecuting them.
但是他里面他蒙了主的大的光照。
But when the light of the Lord shine upon him,
整个人就完全改变了。
His whole being was changed.
他从此之后呢，他承认自己是罪人当中的罪魁。
And from then on, he acknowledged that he's the chief of all sinners.
有一次主耶稣到到那个撒玛利亚的井旁遇见一位妇人。
One time the Lord was on the side of the well in Samaria and meet the woman, Samaritan woman.
然后那个女人呢，有曾经有过五个丈夫。
And this woman had five husbands.
然后现在是第六个，跟没有结婚是同居。
And now she's living with a man, the sixth one, but not married to him.
这件事情对她来讲是一个在人面前是一个蛮羞耻的事。
She knows that this is a shameful thing before men's eyes.
但当主耶稣跟她相遇的时候，
But when the Lord met her,
一个陌生的犹太人把她这些事情讲出来了。
This Jewish person who doesn't know her can tell her all these things.
所以当她里面被显明的时候呢，
So when what is in her was revealed,
她里面就被主遇见了。
She met the Lord from her inside.
所以她就到处，她也不顾自己的脸面，到处传讲说，这边有一个人把我所行的都讲出来了，他就是，莫非他就是基督嘛？
And so she couldn't even care for her own self and just tell people that I've met the one.
然后有一个人叫做马太。
And another person was Matthew.
他是那个帮罗马帝国收犹太人的税吏。
Matthew was a tax collector. He was collecting taxes from the Jews.
所以很多在经过税关的人呢，那个眼光看他，我想大家可以想象，都是很鄙视的眼光。
So many people when they look at this tax collector, they despise him.
鄙视或者说轻看或者说厌恶他，因为他是帮着罗马帝国收自己人的税。
They despise him, belittling him, and look at him with contempt.
然后当有一天呢，有一个不同的人经过税关的时候，
But then one day, a different person passed by this tax collector.
这位耶稣看了马太一下。
And this Jesus looked at Matthew.
他就突然觉得这个人的眼睛看他的这个人的眼睛跟所有人都不一样。
And Matthew realized that this person who is looking at him, his eyes, is totally different from the rest.
所以我们当我们去默想的时候，我们觉得好像主的眼睛像 X 光。
When we think about this, the eyes of our Lord are like X-ray.
然后他把这个马太整个人的那个情况呢，都完全没有隐藏的，在他的眼光底下都暴露出来了。
When he looks at him.His whole being was revealed.
然后他看见主的那个眼神呢，慈爱的眼神是跟别人都不一样。
And when he saw this loving, compassionate eyes of the Lord, which is different from all others,
所以我相信当他里面蒙着光照的时候呢，
So when light shine upon him,
然后他就竟然起来就跟随了耶稣。
He rise up and follow Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们得着主的生命了。
So when we gain our Lord's life,
这个生命就是我们里面的光。
This life is the light in our life.
它能够照亮我们，叫我们看见自己的光景，也叫我们认识神。
This light can shine upon us and let us see our own condition and also know God.
所以大家弟兄姊妹，当我们回想我们信主的时候。前后的时候
When we look back and see how we come to the Lord, how we become to believe Him,
弟兄姊妹，那个光就进到我们的里面了。
This light entered into us.
我们既然已经得着这个光
When we have gained this light,
然后约翰就有一个负担
John has this burden.
我们在生活里面呢，要活在这个光中。
In our life, we need to walk in the light.
所以当他写约翰一书，我们翻到约翰一书。
So let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章第五到八节。
1 John 1, 5 to 8.
也许我就只念中文好了。
Just read in Chinese, so just follow in English.
约翰一书第一章五到八。
1 John 1:5-8.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。 OK。所以这边神就是光。
It says here God is light.
我们要在光明中行。
If we walk in the light.
在光明中行的意思就是与神相交。
If we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with the light.
在这个相交的这个过程里面呢，我们取用主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And we have this fellowship.And we have the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanse us from all sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要行在光的生活里面，这个非常重要。
So to walk in the light is very important.
如果我们不跟神亲近的话，你说你要行在光中，那是不可能的。
If we are not close to the Lord, it is not possible to walk in the light.
因为唯有我们去跟神相交，我们才有可能。得着光。
Only if we have fellowship with Him can we be in the light.
唯有我们里面亲近主，亲近那个光，我们里面才能够被照明。
And if we're close to God, then His light can shine on us.
当我们在光中的时候呢，我们对罪的事情就会感觉敏锐。
If we're in the light, then we're sensitive to sin.
然后我们对不讨主喜悦的事情呢，我们才能够察觉。
And we will know the things that are not pleasing to Him.
然后我们就能够马上取用主的宝血呢，让我们良心的亏欠能够再次能够除去。
And then we can appropriate the blood that what bothers our conscience can be taken away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有时候问一个问题。
Sometimes we ask this question.
请问你上次认罪的时候是在多久以前啊？
We ask the question, when was the last time you confessed your sin?
有的时候突然问这个问题的时候，我们就在那边愣住。
Sometimes when we're faced with this question, we are tongue-tied.
哎，我上次认罪好像是一个月前。
Maybe the last time I confessed my sin was a month ago.
然后有的时候我想，哇，上次认罪，哇，恐怕已经半年以前了。
Or maybe it was half a year ago.
弟兄姊妹，这个表明说我们不够活在光中。
This shows that we are not fully living in the light.
就是那个我们对罪完全那个感觉慢慢就失去了。
Because we're not sensitive to sin.
但如果我们活在光中的话，我们恐怕我们天天都被主提醒。
But if we're living in the light, then every day the Lord will be prompting us.
可以，我可以举很多的例子。
And I can give many examples.
但这些例子啊，都是我的经历。
All these examples are my own examples.
有时候我突然回想一下。
Sometimes I think back all of a sudden.
哎，我上次前一阵子那个工作的那个事情的难处哈，好像我碰到一个很困难的事情。
It's like I met a very difficult situation at work.
然后，哎，我回想一下，那个时候怎么祷告都不记得了。
And then I think back.How I prayed, I have already forgotten it.
我完全忘了要祷告。
I've even forgotten to pray.
然后有时候我回头一看。
And then when I look back and I realize.
看过去三个月甚至六个月的时间。
Maybe 3 months or 6 months.
哎，我突然警觉到，哇，过去六个月时间我对主的经历好像都没有经历耶。
Oh, it's as if all that time I didn't even experience the Lord.
就特别是那个每次年底不是有那个什么，我们都有什么感恩聚会交通吗？
Especially during the Thanksgiving when we always have this sharing on thankfulness.
对，我真的以前很羞愧有这些经历。
It is very shameful, but I have these experiences.
我回想过去一年啊，我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲什么见证。
Think back, what kind of testimony I can have with brothers and sisters?
一个都想不起来。
I cannot even think of one.
真的有这些事情的。
And these things are real.
这个表示我们平常没有亲近主，没有在行在主的光中。
This shows that in our daily walk, we're not close to God and not in the light.
然后有时候我们可以计算一下。
And sometimes we can count.
然后那个上网的时间呢，跟我那个读圣经的时间比较一下。
If I compare the time I was in looking at the internet compared with my time with the Lord,
然后哎，我发现这个上网的时间大概是我读圣经时间的十倍。
I found that my time in the internet is 10 times more than when I read His Word.
有时候是无限大倍。
Or maybe almost infinite compared to the word because reading the Bible is 0 times, so when you divide it, it's infinity.
所以有时候一回想，就是说，我们对一些人的得救的没有负担，包含我们自己的小孩。
So why do we not have burden?For other people to be saved, including our own kids.
然后一回想，哎，我过去这段时间好像一直没有真的用神的爱来关心我该关心的人。
Then I also realized I did not use the love of God to be concerned about people who I should be concerned about.
我弟兄姊妹，我今天不是用一个好像一条。很多的项目大家要打勾这样子，不是这个意思。
I'm not trying to give you a list for you to check out.
这件事情的提醒呢，也都是主在我们里面的提醒。
This are admonishing is what the Lord is doing inside of us.
这个是主的恩典，他提醒我们说，哇，你恐怕在黑暗里面有一段时间咯。
God is saying to us, maybe you have already been in darkness for a time.
这件事情其实相当的可怕。
And these things is very serious.
圣经上有一句话说，我们会随流失去。
The Bible said that we could be just passing along and be lost.
也就是说，在一些不知不觉的情况里面呢，我们会慢慢慢慢与主越来越远，越来越远。
So, without our knowing, we will be drifting away from the Lord.
也许以前我们跟主，哎呀，这个关系很好，很亲近。
So maybe before, we are really close to God.
但当我们慢慢安逸，多放松一点点。
But then we get a little relaxed and we drift.
然后我们就，那个感觉就很不太明显。我们知道我们还在聚会，还在读经，还在祷告，但是那个距离已经开始远了。
It's not very clear. Maybe we're still performing all the outward things like going to meeting, but reading Bible, praying.But it's really becoming different.
当我们再多放松一点的话，然后又再远一点。
So maybe we relax a little bit more, and then we're drifting even more.
你知道吗？当这种情况持续个一年、两年。
And if this condition persists 1 year, 2 years.
然后你再去跟你前面那一年或者两年前去比的话。
And then you compare your current situation with one or two years ago,
有时候我们真的是吓一跳。
Then we're going to be shocked.
我们那个距跟主的距离已经很远很远。
The distance we are from God is very great.
我以前看过这些的情况。
In the past, I've seen such condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要何等警醒的活在光中。
That's why we need to be alert and watchful and walk in the light.
我们不愿意留在黑暗里面。
We do not want to remain in darkness.
我们最后看一个看启示录。
And then at the end, let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Chapter 3.
17节。
Chapter 3, 17.
启示录三章十七到十八。
Chapter 17 to 18.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛。使你能看见。好，那就请读英文的弟兄姊妹就稍微自己读一下。第三章十七到十八号。
Revelation 3, 17 to 18, for those who read in English, just read by yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的最后那些情况哈，已经很像这边讲的。
So the conditions that I mentioned a while ago are very similar to the ones mentioned in these two verses.
我们刚刚读到启示录最后面的光景。
We read the condition at the end of Revelation.
你会发现我们神要的是全部是荣耀的光。
What our God wants is total glory in the light.
但是在地上弟兄姊妹的神的儿女的光景有这个情况。
But then here on earth, the condition of brothers and sisters are like these two verses.
也就是说，当怎么有这些人，他明明是主看是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
How come these people whom God sees as naked, as shameful, as not having sight?
但是他对自己的看法呢，却是非常的富足，一样都不缺。
And yet.They think they lack nothing.
兄弟们，我们的神在他里面毫无黑暗。
In our God, there is no darkness.
如果我们活在一个黑暗的光景，主的感觉是什么呢？
And if we are living in darkness, what does our God feel?
在那个主耶稣 有洁净过圣殿。
We know that our Lord Jesus cleanses the temple.
那个圣殿原本是敬拜神，神的家的地方。
Originally, the temple is a place of worship of God.
然后后来，但是后来变成那个像夜市，像那种这这个买卖，这个很多吵杂卖东西的地方，赚钱的地方。
But it has become a place like a market and with money changing and selling of things.
我们的主的心中是好像火烧一样在那边着急。
Our Lord's heart was in fire.
神的殿怎么变成这种黑暗的光景呢？
How can the temple become a place of darkness?
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们要存着一个谦卑的态度。
That's why we need to come humbly.
让我那个有一次主耶稣经过那个耶利哥城。
One time the Lord passed by the city of Jericho.
然后有两个瞎子那个在路旁。
And there were two blind men along the street.
他们很吵啊，那大卫的子孙，可怜可怜我们吧。
And they were saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us."
那随同人觉得他们很讨厌，让他们安静一些。
So other people feel they're too noisy and want them to keep quiet.
但是主就停到他们的身边。
But the Lord stopped by them.
他说，要我为你做什么？
And he asked, what do you want me to do for you?
这瞎子就说，主啊，要我们能够看见。
And they said, we want to see.
让我们眼睛能够被打开。
We want our eyes to be open.
弟兄姊妹，我们要对我们不能够对黑暗没有感觉。
We cannot feel careless about darkness.
我们要能够求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看见他的光。
Because we need the Lord to open our eyes and see the light.
对，我刚刚举了好多的例子。
I've used a lot of examples.
你应该把自己带到主的光中，让主来鉴察。
You need to bring yourself before His light.And let him search you.
我实在觉得我们需要一个被主拯救的一个感觉跟迫切感。
We really need to want to be saved by the Lord and to be to look at this with urgency.
对，有的时候我们真的是好像活在一个不冷不热的情况里面。
Many times we are living in a condition that is neither hot nor cold.
可是我们没有感觉，我们觉得还不错。
And yet, we don't realize it. We think we're pretty good.
啊，有时候我们对主那个感情很冷淡。
And sometimes, the way we are with the Lord, we are cold towards Him.
但弟兄姊妹，我们想主是怎么样的感觉？他看见我们里面好像在黑暗里面。
If the Lord sees us in this darkness, how is He feeling?
我今天讲的很简单，就是我们里面有神的光。
Today, my message is very simple. There is light in us from God.
愿意弟兄姊妹，我们回去之后呢，我们去摸着神在我们里面的光。
May the Lord touch this light in us.
当这边刚刚我们读的启示录是讲到有一个教会叫做老底家。
This passage that we read in Revelation is the church of Laodicea.
他们觉得自己都差不多都可以这个过得去，甚至还他们觉得还挺不错。
They feel they're okay. In fact, they're pretty good.
但主耶稣告诉他们说，其实你们是困苦跟瞎眼。
But the Lord said to them, they're poor and they're blind.
主劝他们当中有一件事情，主劝他们要买那个眼药。
And the Lord say to them that they need to buy eye salve.
好叫你的眼睛能够看见。
So that their eyes can see.
这个眼药是什么东西？
Now why, what is this eye salve?
我想有年长弟兄这样一个感觉。
Elder brothers say this.
这个眼药就是神对我们的启示跟对我们的光照。
This eye salve is the Lord's revelation and His light.
当圣经讲到买的时候呢，它的意思是要付代价。
And when the Bible talks about buying something, it means that you need to pay the price. There's a cost involved.
也就是说，当主的光照明在我们心中的时候呢， 你有时候顺服是要付代价的。
So when the Lord has His light shining upon us, sometimes we need to pay the price. There is a cost for us.
那个保罗蒙了光照。
When Paul was enlightened,
他把他过去那个已经在那个在他那个那个门椅，就是在他把过去所有这些知识啊、学问啊，他已经所占的地位呢，要抛掉。
He need to give up his position and his knowledge from the past.
然后撒玛利亚妇人蒙光照。
When the Samaritan woman was enlightened by the Lord,
她把她的那个羞耻跟那个脸皮呢，先放下了，到城里面告诉人。
She put down her face and had to go to the people and tell them what she did.
然后马太得到光照。
Matthew was also enlightened.
他把他那个税吏的工作放下，跟随主。
He had to give up his job as a tax collector and follow Jesus.
所以这边你蒙到主的亮光之后呢，你要把自己交在主手中，你要买那个眼药。
So when the light shines on you, you need to commit yourself to the Lord and you need to buy the eye salve.
我在那个大概两年多前
maybe 2 years ago
我心中有一直有一个很深的感觉
I have this deep feeling in me
就是我开头讲的就是说我们对主的那个直接的 contact 好像不在了
I feel that the direct contact with the Lord is not there
那个直接的关系好像失去了
As if we lost that direct relationship with the Lord.
所以我一直在主面前祷告寻求。
So I was asking before the Lord.
有时候我看到这些情况，我心里也很忧愁。
When I see this condition, I'm very sad too.
但是在一年半前的时候，我听我们有一位年长弟兄的交通。
But then a year and a half ago, I heard this message from our brother.
他讲到的题目是属灵的操练。
And he talked about spiritual exercise.
也就是说，我们要在里面的能够有学习。
How we need to learn within.
我听了五分钟之后。
And after I heard for 5 minutes.
他那次信息有四堂。
He has 4 messages.
但是我第一堂我就只听了五分钟之后
And you just listening 5 minutes
哦突然里面就明亮起来
And all of a sudden inside of me was enlightened
哦我说这个是我们今天需要的
And I said this is what I need today
这是一条路我们能够好像叫我们与主呢有直接的接触
Because this is a way where I can really have contact with the Lord
然后我们弟兄第一堂的时候他讲的题目是属灵操练的第一步是奉献
And what he shared was the first step is to consecrate yourself
他讲到第二步呢是魂与灵的分开
And the second step is the separating of the soul and the spirit
好其实我在去年的一整年里面
So the whole year, last year,
当我最近回想过去这些事情
when I think about this thing,
我发现我过去一整年里面的主要的主题其实是在第一步
And I realized that my whole sharing last year was on the first step.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要再让主成为我们真正的好牧人
if we want the Lord to be our good shepherd,
我们必须把自己呢交在他的手中
We need to commit ourselves to him
归给他让他带领我们一生的道路
That he can really lead us our whole life
如果我们要让主成为我们的 Alpha Omega
If we want the Lord to be our Alpha and Omega
他如果我们必须奉献给他好叫他在凡事上面居首位做开头
We need to consecrate ourselves so he can begin things in us and also be Lord of all
然后我们需要在耳朵有一个扎动的记号
And then we need to have a mark on our ear
因着主的爱的缘故呢我愿意留在神的家中一生的 服侍他。
And for the love of the Lord, I'm willing to stay in His house and serve Him a whole life.
所以我突然觉得，我觉得好像我花了一年的时间呢，我们一同来操练第一步。
And so I feel that in 1 year, we're just exercising the first step.
然后我在不知不觉，我觉得我最近在交通第二步。
And then, without my knowing, I feel that I'm sharing the second step.
我们要对新约跟旧约里面跟外面事情要开始有一些起初的分辨。
There should be a separation between the outward and the inward.
我们要对我们里面从主来的生命跟我们的肉体要有一点分辨。
There should be a division of the flesh.And the light from the Lord.
然后我们要对里面的光景，我们的光明，里面黑暗的东西，我们要有所分开。
And then there should be a separation of the condition of light versus darkness.
但是当我最近在重听第二部的时候
，And now when I was listening again to the second part,
然后我就再次对一个图画，弟兄给我了一个印象。
And then with This picture, I have this deep impression.
也就是说，在希伯来书里面呢，讲到说，那个神的道好像两刃的利剑。
It talks of the word of God as a two-edged sword.
然后他把骨髓、骨头、骨节分开，好像灵与魂在那边切开。
Separating the bone and the marrow, and the soul and the spirit.
这边给我们一个图画，是在祭坛上的图画。
This gives us a picture on the altar.
也就是说，有一个祭牲呢，在安躺在祭坛上面，完全的把自己交给神。
This sacrifice was on the altar, wholly given to the Lord.
当他完全奉献之后呢，主就在他身上开始做分别的工作。
And after the sacrifice was given, the Lord is beginning to do the work of separation.
也就是说，如果我们没有把自己奉献给主的话，主没有办法在我们身上做分开的工作。
If we do not consecrate ourselves to the Lord cannot do this work of separation in us.
所以我必须要再回到前面第一步呢，提醒弟兄姊妹。
And so I need to go back to the first step and remind brothers and sisters.
如果我们不把一生交给主的话，我们很难跟主有那个理念真正的交通跟接触。
Unless we commit and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we cannot have this close fellowship with the Lord.
当主那个光临进来的时候，有时候真的是需要付代价。
Actually, when the light shine upon us, we really have to pay a price.
弟兄姊妹都来这边擘饼聚会。
Everybody comes here for the Lord's table.
所以当我们这个不是外面的事情。
This Lord's table is not an outward thing.
当主的光带着启示告诉我们说，擘饼聚会或者说我们一同来相聚的时候，是来朝见主。
When the Lord through His light revealed to us that when we come for the Lord's table, we're coming to see Him.
那你至少要早点起床。
Then you need to get up early.
那个小孩子起不来，你还是得把他叫起来。
So if your child cannot get up, you need to wake them up.
然后当我忘记我是什么时候开始参加祷告聚会。
I don't remember when I started joining prayer meeting.
对，也许刚开始就是一个我对主的一个热心，我说就来参加。
Maybe at first I was just fired up and so I came to join the prayer meeting.
然后当主那个光叫我能够明白说这个聚会祷告的聚会，教会的祷告聚会是非常的重要。
So when the light shine upon me and show me that this prayer meeting is very important.
所以，那个代价呢，你就必须要付，你必须要到。
Then you need to pay the price because you have to come.
但是那是主的吸引。
But that is the Lord drawing me.
对，当我看见我再提一点，就是我前几次不是提到我以前有点感情上的这个事情。
Last time I shared about there's something about my love life.
所以除所以当我这个事情啊，能够放下，不是我自己能够做的。
This thing when I can lay it down, it's not because I did it.
乃是因为当主把那个信跟不信不能相通，把那个黑暗光明不能相交的那件事情，突然明亮的放在我心里面。
But it's when the Lord showed me that we cannot be an equally yoked with unbelievers.
对，我就只好把那个六七年的感情就埋葬在心里面。
Then I just buried the 6 to 7 years of feeling in my heart.
讲起来很容易。
To talk about it is easy.
但是光出来的时候，你的代价是很大。
But when the light comes, the price is great.
所以弟兄姊妹哦，我们当我们，所以我最后我想就鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们回去好好去摸着我们里面的光。
So I want brothers and sisters to go back home and touch the light in us.
把自己敞开在主的面前。
You need to be open to the Lord.
让主的光鉴察我们这个人。
So that His light can search you.
当主有光，你觉得有光临到你心中的时候呢？
When you sense that this light has come upon you,
也许我们有挣扎。
Maybe there will be struggle in us.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你愿意付代价的话，你就能够越过越明亮。
But if you're willing to pay the price, then this thing will become brighter and brighter.
好，我们一同最后有点祷告。
So let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
The Lord, we thank you.
你把我们带离黑暗，进入光明。
You have brought us out of darkness and into the light.
这不仅是我们的地位。
This is not just our position.
也愿意是我们天天的生活。
May this be our daily life.
啊，愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.